Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special simulcast of Freedom from Addiction and the Neil Haley Show here on Libsyn and also all syndicated platforms all over the world. I'm Neil Haley, and I'm excited to welcome the program, the host of Freedom from Addiction and also Truth Just Below the Surface, Reverend Wynn Henderson, MD. Wynn, how are you? We're going to talk again to Dr. Betty Martini, and we're going to talk, I guess this is part five of our series involving aspartame. How are you, Wynn?
I'm doing good, and this is Aspartame Awareness Month, and that's why we decided to team up with the world's leading authority and activist to try to get aspartame out of our diets and out of our medicines, Betty Martini. And so this is going to be the last in the program, and Betty, are you online?
Yes.
Okay. I want to get started by Dr. Russell Blaylock, a neurosurgeon who has written extensively on aspartame problems, put out some time ago a pilot alert. And he said, American airline pilots who heavily used aspartame have died. One, in flight, drinking a Diet Coke. We continually receive complaints from pilots about seizures, cardiac problems, vision loss, vertigo, confusion, disorientation, and so on and so on, and associated with the consumption of aspartame products. Aspartame is a molecule composed of aspartic acid, which is a methyl ester, which immediately converts to methanol, otherwise known as wood alcohol, then to formaldehyde, which is an embalming fluid, and formic acid and phenylalanine. The molecule breaks down to diketopiperazine, which is a brain tumor agent. Now, only as little as 1 ounce of wood alcohol or methanol can be fatal. Betty, I'm going to turn this over to you to go wherever you want to with it, but because so many pilots are up there taking us from airport to airport, and they can't have regular alcohol and fly, but they can have aspartame, and they drink a lot of Diet Cokes and other sodas that have aspartame in it while they're flying us all over the country, and it's very dangerous. So, Betty, let's hear what you have to say about pilots and aspartame.
Thank you, Dr. Henderson. You will note that our pilot alert was created by Dr. Russell Blaylock, and I've had extensive information from him. Besides the alert to all pilots, I'd like to go over with. Now, when I explained how we were flooded with complaints on blindness and vertigo and disorientation, he said that there was something that not a lot of people have paid attention to, but is the connection between hypoglycemia and aspartame toxicity, which we find in all excitotoxins, and it's greatly magnified in the presence of hypoglycemia. So for instance, let's say a pilot is trying to make a schedule. He skips breakfast, instead he has a Diet Cola with aspartame. His blood sugar is going to be low, but he would essentially be asymptomatic, or maybe just feel a little hungry or slightly weak from it. But with that hypoglycemia and the presence of NutraSweet, he would develop a full-blown syndrome of exposure with disorientation, blurred vision, confusion, and he may have vertigo or a sensation of dizziness. And all of these things may become full-blown in the presence of hypoglycemia. That may be the connection between the two. So there's this evidence that aspartame by itself may trigger a hypoglycemic reaction, so that at this point, if the palate was to drink it, it can induce the hypoglycemia, and again, that would compound the toxic effect of NutraSweet. And the way that it's working, it's denying glucose to brain cells, and of course, glucose is the primary fuel for the brain, and without glucose, most people would quickly lapse in a coma. So it's very important that the blood sugar falls in low or even moderately low levels in the presence of a neurotoxin like these, and it can produce rather profound confusion, disorientation, visual difficulties, and of course, they're at very high susceptibility to seizure at this point. So if the blood sugar is low and they're taking in something that we know lowers the seizure threshold, they are at a very high risk of developing seizures, which we get reports on all the time. So as Russell Blaylock said, he said, I think that to allow pilots to continue this practice is extremely hazardous, considering that they are responsible for hundreds of people on the plane. Just irresponsibility. And then you might think, well, what about the altitude? Because they're starting, well, years ago, they began to put defibrillators on the plane, because you have to remember that they're giving out Diet Coke and Equal on the plane, and even the passengers were having heart attacks. So it was explained that it's a very powerful neurotoxin, especially to the optic nerve. And when this happens in the case of NutraSweet, it's an estervad methanol that is quickly binds the phenylalanine to the aspartic acid, but once in the body, it quickly breaks down so that it accumulates directly in the tissue and can produce significantly high levels within the tissues. So that would affect the pilots. So in an altitude change, of course, there's a change in the oxygen content, and anything that's going to change the ability of the neuron to produce energy is going to magnify the toxic effects of these compounds, and that's very important.
Betty, I've got a question. Does the fact that a pilot might just drink one diet beverage, or might be drinking it the entire time that he was getting ready to fly during the time that he's flying, there's a difference in the dose, in your opinion, make a difference in the risk of him developing one of these symptoms, which could compromise your flight?
Absolutely. For instance, when I was in the hospital, all I was asked to drink was an ounce of a powder. And within an hour, I had a heart attack. And it's very important now that they're putting it in the sublingual aspirin, because they're trying to prevent a heart attack, and it's going to give you a heart attack. And there is no safe dose of aspartame at any level.
Oh, my gosh.
It was pointed out that Dr. Adrian Gross in the Senate told them they should not have been able to set an allowable dose because it causes cancer, violates the Delaney Amendment, and if the FDA fails its, you know, doesn't follow its own laws, there's no one to protect the public. And nobody knows that there is no safe dose. And the FDA told me that they didn't, you know, many things that they did not check on the methanol issue. So it's a very serious thing, no matter how much you drink.
Betty, I think that the people that are listening today are going to be a little confused, in that you say that aspartame, whether it's labeled or not labeled, is in many of the medicines that they're giving us from the doctor's office and in the hospital, and also in children's medications. Now, why put aspartame in a medication at all? Is there a reason for that other than the profit motive?
No, because the drug that I was taking in the hospital, the powder, had right across the front contains sucrose. So people would immediately say, okay, it's got sugar in it. Then there's aspartame in it that's not labeled, or I wouldn't have touched it and the doctors wouldn't have provided it. But I had to get on the internet to find out that it does contain aspartame. So all the problems, I went into the hospital for one problem. All the problems, the heart attack, the fact that I couldn't walk, were all due, you know, to a pill with aspartame. And the FDA has promised Dr. John Oney no child would ever, ever be given aspartame.
And that's terrible. How can we, Betty, make sure this gets out of aspirin?
Well, the thing of it is the FDA admits, you know, that they're run by Big Pharma and they can't do anything about it. The fact that they knew in advance that Advantane would cause horrible reactions before they even approved it, I sent them the scientific peer-reviewed information, you know, on vanillin and aspartame interacting with vanillin, and it's a half a molecule of vanillin and a half a molecule of aspartame with 40 years of complaints. They went ahead and improved it. And the product that they gave me, it said orange vanilla flavor. The vanilla flavor was vanillin, and it's genetically engineered with aspartame. So as soon as I drank it, I had a heart attack. And they've now approved to put this on the market with scientific peer-reviewed research saying it's going to interact and could be worse than aspartame.
Betty, it's amazing to me that the FDA, who is supposed to be guarding our health, is letting a compound that's a poison, everybody knows it's a poison, everybody knows that it can cause any number of medical conditions and it can kill you, and is allowing it to stay in the food supply and in the medicine supply. Now, we know from one of your earlier talks that the FDA was involved in chicanery of political type to allow this product on the market to start off with. We know that for 30 years you've been telling them all the scientific studies of why we shouldn't be taking it, and we're still taking it because they won't do anything about it. And I see, from my perspective, that the FDA, which was corrupt back then, is now still corrupt. And now, instead of it being one thing with poisoning of this particular additive, now we're talking about the coronavirus problem. And the FDA is still not doing the best that it can for our country, in that there are good studies that show that there are things that are available right now today that could cut down on the coronavirus, possibly eliminate it if used at higher number of people that are taking it. And they're waiting for some miraculous cure in a vaccine, which everybody has concerns about. But there are things that you can do right today to cut down that. But the FDA is still corrupt, is still in the pocket of Big Pharma, and they are paying to try to give another narrative of what's going on, which is not the truth. And the truth is just below the surface. Now, so what I want to say is that they should go to your website, mpwhi.com, because you got more information on there than anybody in the world that I know of. And they should go to my podcast, which is www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com, to get the latest on what you can do in addition to what you know about now, because we're bringing new information up all the time. And so having said that, do you have anything else on pilots, or should we go on to the next subject?
Well, last night, talking about the coronavirus, I sent you a video of a doctor. And the doctor is confessing and reading from his records that they are demanding that if somebody dies, even if they don't have the coronavirus, they must put down that they died of it. And a good instance is that the CDC came out with a report saying all this 154,000 people did not die from the coronavirus. Only 9,000 did. As soon as he did that, Dr. Fauci immediately came back and attacked him for telling the truth. And in this video that you should put on, you know, on your website, this senator and MD says even in print, they're saying that whatever they have, put it down as the coronavirus. And in the case with aspartame, aspartame causes respiratory failure, just like the coronavirus. And so it inflames it, and many of the people are probably dying from the aspartame. So this everything is one big lie. And one thing your listeners need to know, that Dr. Michael Vitz has said, if you take the vaccine, you will probably die. And if people knew that aborted fetal tissue is in the vaccines, you wouldn't ever think to take it. There's been HIV and all kinds of horrors in them, and the world is catching on. What worries me is that if Biden got in and started making it mandatory, like he said, for people to use the mask, that it will lower their oxygen level, make them more prone to the virus, and everybody would be on lockdown, which is causing even suicides. This is all absolutely ridiculous, and the combination is lethal of aspartame and the coronavirus.
And so they can go over to my podcast and hear your other programs, and they can also hear my suggestions on over-the-counter medications, vitamins, minerals that have been shown to decrease your chance of getting the virus, and if you were to get it, your chance of dying from it, and also some additional recommendations that you need to know. So go over there and listen to that, and then refer that on to your relatives and everybody that you know. Okay, so are we done with pilots, or should we go on?
Something very important is that the FDA is on purpose trying to take and not allow anything that quickly cures it. Just like the American Medical Association is telling the FDA not to let people take hydroxychloroquine, which in one case cured the virus within, I think it was a 3-hour period. And they have now found other things And most of the cases are not the virus anyway. They're just flu symptoms, or it's 80% of the people that have died, according to a new list that I read yesterday, are over the age of 80. So everything is an absolute lie. Dr. Michovitz saying the worst thing you can do is wearing a mask. And I've sent you that email. Those reports can be added to your website.
Also, on my podcast, I have a program from a woman in Arkansas that had COVID positive test. And for 80 days, she suffered from it and with symptoms, but they wouldn't allow her to have hydroxychloroquine. And so after 80 days of being able to get this safe drug that's been approved by the FDA for many years, she got in her car and drove all the way to Texas, where one of the doctors that's on my podcast treated her. And within 30 minutes of taking her first dose of hydroxychloroquine, started getting better and went on to a complete recovery. So the fact is, there are other things that you can do that don't meet the criteria of the people who are telling you what they're telling you today.
Exactly. And I think that's the key thing that we're dealing with. And you're so right, Betty, about the shutdown and what it will do. The thing that President Trump needs to do in these debates is he's not looking at the economic fact that the whole world is shut down. Anytime the virus has gotten worse, the whole world is shut down and their economies are destroyed. People's lives all over the world are over. A lot of people's dreams are over. And for the recovery, it's going to take some of these countries, especially like Canada, 5 years to recover. And if the plan of Biden, if he was elected, was to destroy the economy, to make it as bad as Canada's is now. And the only two I think that are doing well in my conversations are Britain and us, because we at least had an economic plan for recovery. Everyone else was paid to stay home, which ruins work ethic. Kids at home online in certain states are learning that there really is no true work ethic by not going to a physical location. So what this virus is doing, if we follow the whole globe, I'm telling you, Betty, this economy is going to take forever to come back.
Well, let me reply to that in one sentence from Dr. Judy Michovitz. If we do not stop this now, we will be killed by this agenda. And I sent Dr. Henderson a list of the things that she says. She was the part of the team which isolated HIV from saliva and blood. And it was a confirmatory story. But Fauci worked to spin the story another way. He tried to stop a medical paper going to print and demanded a pre-publication copy and threw her in prison. She had 97 witnesses. They wouldn't allow. Even NIH and FBI were in collusion against her. All due process rights were taken away from her. And she has said specifically, if you take this vaccine, you probably will die. You can see the video on it if you go to www.rinse.com, R-E-N-S-C, search aspartame, it'll bring up my column, and you will be able to hear it out of her own mouth. And this is happening everywhere. They're trying to bring in the world order. And the only person that's fighting against this, of course, is President Trump. And there's now been a $300 million suit against CNN for false information. So we have one of the most serious problems in history. And one of the things I think is disastrous. They'll let you go have your hair done, but they will not allow you to go to church. And everything they're doing is against the Constitution, and the radical left are doing everything from rioting and setting fires, shooting children. This is one of the worst times in history. And we have two biochemical warfare weapons at the same time. Aspartame and the coronavirus was studied in Fort Detrick. Now we have a Chinese virologist that was there, says it's man-made on purpose. All of the news is out. Unfortunately, Trump is fighting the fake news media, not Biden. And the reason Biden can't remember anything is he's drinking Diet Coke, which can precipitate Alzheimer's, and memory loss is so severe, it's number 7 on the FDA list of 92 symptoms. He doesn't even know what he's doing. Yeah, I just don't understand anyone that would accept a man who can't remember his own family. So it's a very serious time in history because of these two biochemical warfare weapons and the Aspartame Awareness Month that I put out starts out with, once upon a time there was a biochemical warfare weapon, and lists the informants, including a woman that read the aspartame file in Germany, and the fact that it was used to kill people and depopulate. That's what it's all about.
Betty, you referred to the 92 symptoms that the FDA published that were could be associated with aspartame poisoning, and it's on your website. So if the people listening today want to find out, is a symptom that I'm having possibly from aspartame poisoning, so that I can eliminate aspartame from my diet and from my medications, they can go to your website and see those 92 symptoms which you have on your website, right?
Absolutely. And remember, one of the hardest things getting people off is the addiction. I can't even imagine why Pepsi, after admitting aspartame causes serious medical problems and took it out, turned right around and put it back, because so many people addicted to aspartame wanted it back in, didn't care whether it killed them or not, but that's how highly addicted they are, which is why it's hard getting it off the market.
Betty, you said that every president since Ronald Reagan has used that, and majority of them have used it in Diet Coke, but there are other sodas and other things like chewing gum that they, or jelly beans that they use also, that has aspartame in it. Every president from Ronald Reagan to our current president is either addicted to aspartame or a high level user of it. Is that right?
Yes, it is. Biden's son, he's in the family, and Biden uses aspartame. He died of glioblastoma in the original studies. That's why they revoked the petition to Rumsfeld, got in charge. Incidentally, it's very important that people know that right now there are charges at the International Court of Justice, their criminal court, against Don Rumsfeld, and they're asking for him to be indicted because of genocide and crimes against humanity. With all the bad things we have on the market, you know, we've got aspartame that's going to interact with all of them. It's fiercely important to understand that it damages the mitochondria, and also the hypothalamus, which has to do with so many things in the body, including cardiac. So we are just mass poison. That's all it is. And people, because it's Aspartame Awareness Month, should send information and call the judge in Maryland that has jurisdiction over the FDA and order Dr. Stephen Hahn, who is the FDA commissioner, to remove aspartame by administrative order, not go through 40 years trying to get it off the market. And this is the only way. We need about 40,000 people to do this. And you'll find more information on rinse.com. My website is mpwhi.com, stands for Mission Possible World Health International.
Well, Betty, we're going to be doing a program with Stephen Fox next week, where he will present that letter that he wrote to the federal judge, and you can hear his plea to have the judge remove it by administrative decree. So we're hoping that you'll listen to that on my podcast next week and do something about it, because there is power in the number of people who stand up and say, we're not going to allow this any longer. We want redress from this poison that we are consuming that's killing us and our families. And so listen to my podcast next
week. Absolutely. It's, again, great information, Wynn. And everyone can go to RevWynnHendersonMD.com for more information, right, Wynn? And also freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com, right?
Yeah, the last one is the podcast. The first one was the website.
Absolutely.
And you want to go to Betty's website, www.mp, like Mary Paul, WHI.com. She's got more information about this whole problem than any other website in the world.
Okay, fabulous. What a great, great conversation, to say the least. Betty, thank you for the series. It was very informative, and my listeners appreciate it, and I'm sure also Wynn's listeners as well. And thanks for stopping by.
And thank you for having me.
All right, take care, guys. All right, guys, that was the Freedom from Addiction Neil Haley special simulcast. Take care, everyone.